This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Rebecca Roberts. Leanne Hansen is away. And we begin this hour overseas. The world got a first glimpse today at North Korea's next leader. The typically secretive regime introduced the heir apparent, Kim Jong-un, to its people in a massive military parade. The event marked the 65th anniversary of the founding of the ruling Korean Workers' Party. The parade was televised live for the first time ever, underlining its importance, and NPR's Louisa Lim was there in Pyongyang for the coming out party.
This day was all about North Korea putting on a show for the world, and the world's press had been invited along to see the goose-stepping soldiers cradling their rifles, the military bands, the tanks and missiles trundling past. And most of all, everyone was waiting to see the debut on the world stage of the man known as the Young General, Kim Jong-il's third son, Kim Jong-un. Thousands upon thousands of people are taking part in this parade through Pyongyang's main square. Until 2 weeks ago, these people had no idea what Kim Jong-un even looked like. But now the 20-something has become a four-star general and has been installed as official successor. Our guide, Kim Jong-il, describes how North Koreans think of the man who'll be their next leader.
He is very young.
He is very young, wise leadership, and he loves the people and all our country. We, all Koreans, like him.
So there's been a long wait, and suddenly all the spectators have just stood up and they're all facing the rostrum, waiting to see whether Kim Jong-il will appear, and the big question whether Kim Jong-un, his son and successor, will appear with him, and whether he might say his first words in public.
Father and son stand a short distance apart. Leader Kim Jong-il looks frail and after an hour and a half has to hold on to the railings for support. The 68-year-old is believed to have suffered a stroke 2 years ago. This moment, pure political theatre, is highly symbolic. James Miles from The Economist first visited Pyongyang 14 years ago. He says Kim Jong-un's first public appearance is designed for domestic consumption.
The choreography of this clearly suggested that it was all about presenting him to the public, having him stand next to his father, right over the portrait of the great founder of North Korea, President Kim Il-sung, the father of Kim Jong-il, the grandfather of Kim Jong-un. This was all about showing the family to the people of North Korea.
Interestingly, a senior Chinese official, Zhou Yongkang, sat next to Kim Jong-il for the entire ceremony, signalling Beijing's continuing support for its traditional ally. On this occasion, neither of the Kims spoke in public, but this is only the very start of the succession process. Very little is known about Kim Jong-un, who studied in Switzerland. But as the state propaganda machine gears up, the younger Kim will have to work to build up his legitimacy. James Miles again.
Kim Jong-il has gone out with his son to inspect new housing in Pyongyang. That's the only thing we've seen so far of him actually taking part in something that looks like a leadership role. And even though he's now number two in the military hierarchy, all that he's done in any military sense is stand up there on the podium and look at tanks and missiles rumble past.
As this enormous rally draws to a close, thousands of civilians waving red and pink flowers line up in Kim Il-sung Square, singing a patriotic song. Some of the men are weeping openly as they stare at their leaders. For them, this is a political show, a test of their loyalty to the regime. And for North Korea, it's a display of internal strength and unity, of the people rallying behind their leaders, present and future. Louisa Lim, NPR News, Pyongyang.
You can go to our website, npr.org, to see a photo slideshow of the military parade.